heads up, you're out of luck, and your back's up against the wall. From Tunisia to Washington, the people are calling no. You're gassing guns, you're clubs and thugs, your lies on the TV. None of that can save you now, as your reign is swept away. Get up, your voices are needed. Become the pulse of the revolution, in the ranks of the masses rising. Get up, your voices are needed. Become the pulse of the revolution, in the ranks of the masses rising.
Greetings, everyone. This is the A Call to Actions podcast. I am Bobby Vaughn, here with the founder of A Call to Actions,
Kimberly Schultz.
And today, we're going to talk about the importance of water filtration and industrial contamination and the solutions to all of that. We have world-renowned man. He is the founder, CEO, chairman of the board of Seychelles Technologies Incorporated. He's been in the business for over 5 decades and invented many products down the line of water filtration. He is one of the last of the Mohicans when it comes to his area of research and development. And it's an honor to be here with Mr. Palmer.
Of course, call me Carl. Call me, yes, sir, that makes me really feel old.
Well, today we definitely want to talk about the importance of filtering out radiation, radionuclides from drinking water sources, as they're airborne, they're discharged to the water. And we also want to talk about PFOAs and trichloroethylene, PCBs, etc., all of the environmental contaminants in water. And Carl, would you like to introduce yourself? How did you get into the business, and why did you feel that water filtration was so important?
Well, my background educationally was I didn't know what to do when I got out of school, high school, and I thought that maybe I wanted to be a dentist or something, and I never worked that way. And I ended up going to a college on an athletic scholarship, and that worked. You maybe have heard of George Allen, a great football coach with the Washington Redskins and subsequently the Bears, and then once with the Los Angeles Rams and what have you. So I played ball for him for 4 years, and it kind of led me to think, what should I do? I went in the Navy for a couple of years, actually 3 or 4 years. I was an officer in the Navy, and I traveled throughout the world. Ended up playing ball for the Navy, but I also had a great experience traveling around the world in different parts of the world, not only just playing ball, but learning as much as I could learn about the problems and the needs and the variable solutions that you have in drinking water. Because really, at that point in my life, nobody ever talked to me about water. I never heard of it before. I mean, I obviously knew what it was, but nobody heard about the problems and needs and the solutions. So I got involved in that. I went through a few different businesses once I got out of the service. And then, lo and behold, I met a guy who was working for General Atomics down in San Diego. And they were manufacturing, or trying to manufacture, purified water from seawater using a product called reverse osmosis. And so the technology was certainly not mine, but I researched it enough that I finally found out a way that maybe I could come up with a concept or technology that might have the ability to take seawater or a water of another kind, or maybe a brackish water, a water that might be very contaminated, and purify it through a process using a membrane. Did that for a while. I know that's a hard thing to do, but that General Atomics was doing seawater conversion, found out that there's too many difficulties in that. So to make a long story short, one day I was fooling around with a membrane that I bought from Eastman Kodak, and found out if you push water at the right pressure volume through it, you could push water through that membrane. And that, and that membrane became known as reverse osmosis. Everybody, when I first came up with the name of it and the concept of the product with it, they thought it was a disease cure or some form of a sexual contaminant or some sort of thing. Nobody had any idea what it was.
Yeah, it sounds like the cure for a disease.
Yeah, it was. Nobody had any idea what the world is this thing. Well, make a long story short, longer. And I won't bore you with all this stuff. I came up with a way using a membrane to force water against the surface of a membrane and force that water through this membrane and through a little element about that big around, about that long, and it would go through there at the right pressure volume, and it would eliminate the contaminants that were commonly found in water, but most definitely anything that would be an inorganic mineral, like herbicides, fungicides, they're talking about anything from lead, cadmium, chromium, copper, mercury, selenium, zinc, etc. Not organics. Those are all inorganics. They had a great ability of reducing inorganics down to about 99.9%. Pretty amazing. Now, so I developed to try to figure out a way to take that membrane and put it into a product. And lo and behold, I did it. That happened. And after I'd started that, developed a product around it, started selling the product, started doing pretty well. I was in direct competition to three different bottled water companies out in California, mostly Arrowhead and Foremost McKesson and people like that. They're all owned by big guys. Arrowhead was owned by Coca-Cola. Foremost McKesson was owned by, Kaiser was owned by Foremost McKesson. Big people. And so, but what I was doing was in direct competition to them with this product that you simply hook to your faucet and turn on the water. The water would go through the membrane, it'd go through a little spout, end up in a reservoir, and that was purified water. And I say purified because it would remarkably reduce the inorganic contaminants down to about I'd say 1 or 2 micron. So it's pretty amazing what we did. So around that, we started a company, started marketing that company. It was called Aquamatic. And Aquamatic, we marketed it through a little multi-level marketing company. And lo and behold, after about a year of doing this, it caught on. And people that were my competitors didn't really like to have to compete with it because you can make water for about 2 or 3, 4 cents a gallon, which when bottled water, even at that time, was a lot more expensive than that. So now I'm in competition with the big guys who are selling bottled water, right? And bottled water at those days were selling about 45 cents a gallon at that point. I was selling water for 2, 3 cents a gallon. So it became very, very, let's say, competitive, okay? Had that company for 3 years and did okay. All of a sudden, 1 week, I got an offer from Coca-Cola, an offer from Foremost McKesson, an offer from 7-Up, an offer from Canteen Corporation that owns all the distributing activities and all the different athletic activities around the world. Anyway, so as a result of that, I sold out to the quickest one with the money up front, and that was Coke. Coca-Cola bought that company. So that was in 1973. So I'd had the company for 3 years, sold it for a goodly amount of money, and then I stayed with Coca-Cola for a while. I don't see a piece of paper in front of me here that show you that, but I stayed with them for almost 6 months, and I couldn't stand it. I mean, I'm not a good corporative guy. You know, I was going nuts having to work around this corporate atmosphere, and this wasn't me. And so, because they offered me this job, I say I'd never had a job. Never in my life had I had a job. I'd always kind of done things for myself. So I started working with it. They said, well, what do you want to do? So they made a deal to buy me out of it completely, and they did. So I signed a 5-year non-compete clause, and I didn't go back in the water business for 5 years. But during that particular time, I continued to invent different membrane that had greater ability than the one that I'd previously done. And that went along pretty well, 5 years up to the date. So I went back in the water business one more time. My non-compete was up, so I didn't have to worry about them. Excuse me. So it was called Pure Water International. Started that. My first major customer was Shackley Corporation. Shackley Corporation, I'm sure you're familiar with them. Another big multi-level, doing about, they were doing about $800 million a year, but they were mostly selling food supplemental products, right? And doing very well at it. They were one of the first ones that had ever done that. But they wanted to be in the water business. They wanted to have something that directly related to their line of health products. They wanted a water device that would give them pure water to drink as they were taking all these different additives and different supplemental products. Tried that, and lo and behold, it worked. They made me a deal. They wanted to offer me a job for a lot of money, And here again, I never had a job. So it was hard for me to accept a job. So what I ended up doing is I ended up saying, look, I've never worked for anybody. And I particularly didn't care for the people out there. The guy that ran the company, he wasn't my kind of guy. And so I said, I don't think I can do this. And he said, so they said, well, we can't sell your product. It's difficult for our organization to sell your product. So why is that? So, well, our people just don't seem to be able to sell it. Well, before that, I've been selling, 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 units a month, doing okay. And so I said, well, so they offered me some money to come up to San Francisco to make a presentation to their top-level marketing people. They had about 250 of them. And I said, I really don't want to do that. You know, I've been giving away everything I know. He said, well, we'll pay you. So he says, so I said, well, I might do that. So as to make a long story short, they invited me up for a weekend, and they wanted to know how much money I wanted for a one-weekend presentation. I said, well, what would you charge? I said, well, how about, I hadn't thought about it, to be honest with you. I said, how about $65,000 for a weekend? I said, $65,000? You're crazy, Carl. I said, you know, it's a funny thing. I've been told that a long time. I said, Carl, you're crazy. How do you come up with that stuff? You come up with that kind of money? I said, well, I don't know. That's just what I kind of thought it might be worth, because you want to know everything I know. And so I just think that's fair. And after they thought it over a few days, and finally they said, okay, well, come up for a weekend. So they've been selling at that point about 1,500 units a month. And so I went up the weekend. The weekend, the first day, I sold 12,000 units on the first day, on Saturday. The next day, I sold 16,000 units. He said, how are you doing that? Well, that's just what I learned to do. That's why I charge you $66,000 to come up here. You audio tape me, videotape me, did everything else. So that's what I charge, I guess. And so they said, so the very moment this all happened, they offered me a job, another job. Don't want to do it. I just won't do it. But he said, well, that's not fair. You showed us the product. You invented the product for us. You developed the production of this product for us. You had it going. We actually tried it. And we just don't know how to do it. We think you owe us something. And, you know, I stopped and thought about it for a minute. And, you know, I really did owe him something. I didn't like him. But I really felt it was my obligation to help him get the thing started, right? So I started that. And I said, well, you're going to have to pay me something to do this. And they said, okay, what do you want? I said, I'll work for 2% of the gross sales, just 2%. They thought I was crazy. 2%? One more time, somebody told me I was crazy. So that happened for a little bit. And they said, and so that happened one day. The next day, they had a contract out trying to get me to sign it. So I said, I'll sign it, but I have to have some kind of a bonus of some sort for me in order to sign a contract like this. They wanted me to sign for 1 year for 2%. But 2% is nothing, right? So, but I said, I'd do that. But here's what I want. I want you to give me a bonus if I can sell $10 million worth in a year. Just $10 million worth. And they said, crazy. Yes, you are crazy. And so for $250,000, if you sell $10 million, that's unbelievable. They said, I mean, is that good or is that bad? You know, that's fantastic. We'll sign in a minute. So they signed it. As a result of signing that contract, and I'll get to another topic with you. After the result of signing that contract, I was reading that contract over. And I said, you know, what if I sell 20 million? And then I really thought I was nuts. They said, you can't sell 20 million of these things. I said, well, I don't know. I'm willing to take a gamble if you're willing to give me a bonus if I can sell 20 million. And their attorney speaks to me and says, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you another opportunity. We'll sell, give you an additional $250,000 for every single 10 million product more you do. That's a deal. We signed the deal. I wanted to go fishing down in Mexico that next weekend. I said, he says, no fishing. We want you to start work Monday. So I started work Monday. I worked the full year. I traveled 1,600,000 miles. It's a lot of travel. I did a lot of training. I did a lot of selling. The year had gone by now. I owned another company called U.S. Thermoelectrics. Thermoelectrics, I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not, but it's a process. You may see them now. Once in a while, they're in cars where they have a little refrigerator in between the seats where you open the refrigerator and it'll keep something cold or it'll keep something hot. Well, that's thermoelectrics, and I invented that. So I put this product together. I had a partner. He knew a lot more about it than I did, but we developed some products. And we received Product Leader Award in the state of California for a new product that came out. So that was good. But Shackney said, we'd like to buy that company from you. why not? You know, but he said, in the progress of doing that, you sold this year $53 million worth of product. So $53 million. Wow. That's not like I was going to get another payday, right? So I did get a payday. $53 million or so, and plus they bought the other company. So it was all a pretty good day. And that worked out pretty well. And so I did that for a while. And then after being bought out of that, I decided to get back into the water business more heartily than I was. So that went by. I invented the spot-free car wash. You know, you get your car wash, you don't have to wipe it down when you buy. I invented that. That's, nobody cares much about stuff like that, but still around, right? The RO business got bigger and bigger, and it became a pretty interesting thing. So,
at what point, that's quite an extensive background. At what point did you start to see the importance of filtering out environmental toxins that are either discharged through industrial waste or in another way? So a lot of the toxins, I would say, definitely are from intentional discharges from chemical facilities or nuclear plants. When did you start to see the importance of that?
Well, I knew about it right away. I didn't have to be in it long to decide that. I know I never had a Coca-Cola. No, never drank a Coca-Cola in my life. And why would I not drink a Coca-Cola? Excuse me a second. I don't know, you've seen this book by chance? Health book. I read this book a long time ago. You know what it said? It said soft drinks are hard on your body. Have you ever heard that before? Well, let me read just a sentence. Most soft drinks, especially colas, are extremely acidic. Colas contain high levels of phosphoric acid, are powerful and capable of poisoning you if not quickly neutralized. Colas, especially either regular or diet, has an extremely low pH, 2.5. Because of the pH measurement, it's logarithmic, it decreases every time you go up 1 and to by 10. So that means that it takes 3,200 glasses of alkaline water to equalize a pH of 4.5. It says if the body did nothing to counteract, in one single glass of cola would change the pH of your blood to 4.6, instantly killing you. I thought, my God, that got my attention. One more time, crazy guy got his attention. So, yeah, that's right.
That might want to get people's attention to maybe stop drinking sodas.
Well, a lot of people have stopped because of that one little paragraph that I know of, right? Many. I make deals with my family. Nobody drinks any colas at all in our family whatsoever, anything. But in progress of doing that, my degree was in geology. So I know about anticlines and synclines and earthquakes and things like that. But I learned a great deal about cations and anions and different elements of the effects of what makes up the surface of the earth. Okay, so that's what kind of led me to the idea of doing something more, of trying to get some of the contaminants that are in our earth and see what they do to our system. That could be arsenic, cadmium, chromium, copper, mercury, aluminum, zinc. There's a jillion heavy metal that will have a direct effect on your health. A jillion of them, not just kind of them, lots of them have major effects on your health. So my idea was to develop a product that eliminated heavy metals, but not trace minerals. Trace minerals are vitally important to you, right? So, and in your background in health activities, you know that. So, but the problem is that the heavy metals that we work with are called, I'm looking for the paper I've got here. Did I send you up one of these articles? It's just, did you read it?
I haven't read through the whole thing, but one in particular I was looking at was the what Americans are exposed to and that concern is, the health concern is. So that is something that is...
So I took that far more into activities than other people did. And so when I try to find things that are a problem of some nature, and then I try to find out what the direct cause of health is. Now, you remember, on this page right here, it says a simple thing. The falling contaminants are now exposed to our drinking water supply and the people of our country. And it says, here's the numbers in the United States. It says contaminant lead exposed people in America, 100 million people. Tested rate of our filter, it removes 98% brain. Health concern, brain and health or organ damage. Okay. Now, every single thing I put in this is documented. Now, I have vast amounts of documentation, vast amounts of documentation. I'll show you some of the things as we go along. But it's things like this. Is our water safe to drink? This is from the state of California. Okay? And it says, in the state of California, it says you can buy it. I have this in book form, okay? But I bought this from the state of California. Is that additional copies of this publication may be purchased for $7.60 from the Joint Publications Office, State Capitol, Sacramento, California. No, I didn't write it. They wrote it. I didn't steal it. I bought it. It says you buy it for $7.60. Assembly of the California Legislature. Okay? It says here, Honorable Willie L. Brown, one half of dry drinking water come from natural underground reservoirs. If dangerous poisons, chemicals seep in the water supply, there's a risk of permanent contamination and serious public health and economic consequences. It says, this report documents the dangers. Toxic chemicals are now contaminating a number of our underground water supply basins. Advanced science introduces new dangers, but also provides the knowledge and the technology to help prevent tragedy and ill health.
Yeah, nuclear facilities, I believe, are number one on the list of radiological and toxic contamination. One thing that's unique about nuclear facilities is they deal not only with nuclear and radioactive isotopes, which are discharged, some are water soluble, but they also deal with a large amount of chemical toxins, which are also discharged.
Like what? What are you talking about? Are you talking about possibly atomic property, the periodic table? Are you talking about this? Yeah, okay. Well, I know a little about it, you know. So I learn about things like this. But how this happened to me and how I learned about inorganics. But the problem is that most people don't understand. There's inorganics are a problem, but in our surface, the surface is made of 916 different minerals, right? And part of them are organic and part of them are inorganic. And the ones that are inorganic, you have both heavy metals and you have trace minerals. The trace minerals are all good for you, all, right? The heavy metals aren't good for you at all, okay? So I tried to learn what all those were. And then the thing I tried to, once I found out what they were, I tried to figure out a way to get rid of them. That was my problem. Now, I was doing a presentation. You remember Pastor Baker? You know, Jimmy and Pastor Baker, Tammy and Jimmy Baker, you know, he's an evangelist gentleman. Well, he sells products that benefit the health of people, both for normal health, but also for disaster preparedness, for travel, for international activities and things like that, and for people. I also shipped over 1,600,000 of our products. So this product right here. Excuse me, this product right here to the Mormon Church. Those are all missionaries all over the world that carried that product. That's a lot, 1,600,000 of them, right?
Awesome.
So we built off a lot of that. Now, so I'm talking down your line now. I'm going to say something. I'll dump all this stuff out of here. So in progress of doing all this, I've learned a good deal, helped a lot of people, saved a lot of people. I've got this thick of endorsements from people all over the world, that we've saved health and nutrition of people. So, but anyway, getting back to these two elements here, see, you've got inorganics. We found a way to eliminate heavy metals. No one had ever done that before. They found a way to eliminate trace minerals, but that was through RO. And RO did not remove organics. That's herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, insecticides, pharmaceutical, anything from industry and agriculture. That's where those all come from. Right? So if you look at this, and you look at these kind of things, you look at this little, when you get a chance, read this. It'll alarm you. Yeah, it's just simple stuff. Here's the contaminant. Lead, exposed people. 100 million people in the United States are exposed with lead. Our product removes 99% of lead. health concern, brain and damage. Arsenic, 140 million people are exposed, 92% reduction, cancer and death concerns, okay? PFOA, you're starting to read a lot about PFOA. I study it as much as I can, learn as much as I can. And so our product is the only product in the world that I know of that will reduce the PFOA down to one part per trillion.
That's significant because about 100% of people on this earth actually have been exposed to and have PFOAs, also known as some other things, commonly in non-stick cookware and even raincoats and weather-resistant clothing. 100% of people are exposed to it, and you have the product to remove it. Again, that's Seychelles, S-E-Y-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you hit on that. I ran into a space flight man, a space pioneer that worked for NASA, and I needed some help to translate the Chinese and the Japanese language for me, and because I was getting ready to do something internationally. So he said, "I'll do it for you," you know. So now when I first met him, he said, "I understand you've developed a product that increases the pH of water." And yeah, I have. He said, "Well, but how about getting rid of the radiation and things like that?" I said, "Well, I think we can do that." So in the meantime, somebody poked me on the arm one day and said, "Carl, why don't you try to invent something that removes radiation?" So I said, "Well, I'll give it a try." So I gave it a try. About a month later, FGL Laboratories, there are four of them, called me and said, "Sit down, Carl. I got some interesting news for you." And so I sat down and I was walking my dog. And he says, "Carl, your product removes 100% of radiation." I said, "I don't believe that. Is that true?" I sat down on the curb and cried a bit. "I can't believe that. It absolutely removes radiation. Positively. And do I have proof for it? Of course I do." Now, there's one thing I'm going to tell you today, or your listeners, or whoever you listen to this thing. Make sure you let them know. I don't talk about anything, I mean zero, that I don't have documents. Now, I have documents that will fight you to see what our documentation volumes are. They're astronomical. Anything like, go ahead.
Those are the people that we prefer to talk to. You know, going down the radiation line, we worked with some nuclear whistleblowers that worked at the plant in Portsmouth, Ohio, known as the Portsmouth Gaseous Diffusion Plant. It enriched uranium for nuclear bombs during the Cold War. One of the individuals who was working security at the time and part of an anti-terrorism squad was exposed to an outgassing, and he and the OSHA-certified investigator at the plant since then, 26 years later, have been working on an investigation to uncover the truth, and finally filed a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit against the plant. And they've uncovered all kinds of interesting and what was formerly classified information, now declassified. But they only work on, and these are the people that we choose to work with, they only work off of the documented evidence that they have to prove the claims that they're speaking of, so that's highly respectable.
Well, as I started commenting, I said, what we do here at Seychelles, we try to uncover or find, or somebody gives us, articles in the newspaper or wherever, you know, may not be a newspaper, it can be a magazine, it can be a TV program, whatever it is, it's this kind of stuff, and we get tons and tons and tons of documentation like this. Every day, I have voluminous amounts. I have 25 cases of monographed information on heavy metals, radiation, inorganics, organics, and biologicals, on all of them. I have a picture of it I'm going to show you. It's sitting right outside my door. It covers, I'd say, 8 feet by 6 feet tall. And they're all long, you know, storage area that I can carry. It's monographed. This is stuff that's improved by the medical world, okay? This is not something that I do. They improve it. Now, they were kind enough to donate this to me because of the work I did. But I did stuff like this. You know, I find articles. When we're in China or Japan, I was speaking at a presentation, and that's when they had the earthquake, you know, and that's when Fukushima, you know, caused some major problems in this world, right? Fukushima radiation can cause thyroid cancer in children on the U.S. West Coast. That's what it says. China born. Children born in the United States, California, Oregon, Alaska, Oregon, Washington, Western states in the period between March 17th and June 30th, when the Fukushima nuclear disaster happened, have a 28% greater risk of hyperthyroidism and thyroid cancer than those who drink in other areas. Now, do I have any more of those articles? But I won't bore you with all this because there's so much. Here's more. There's them. More again. More again. What are these all saying? It said, you are one of the 170 million people drinking radiation tap water. Headlines. Kind of serious. Now, the one that they found out that was a major cause was cesium-137-134. Have you heard of cesium? You have heard of
it? Yeah, it's a fission product from the waste of nuclear reactors.
You got it, my man. You got it. So when I was concerned about that, I never even heard of it, quite frankly. That was a brand new thing to me. So I ran to the lab, and I took one of our products, and then I heard the results. Now, they have four labs. So I went to all four of their laboratories. Then I went to Japan, and I got all my certifications from Japan because they would not accept my U.S. testing. I had 9 sets of tests. They wouldn't accept them. They said, only thing we'll accept is Japanese testing. So I came back to the States, and here's FGL Laboratory right here. And here's what they tested. They tested radiochemistry, gross beta, and total alpha radium, 226, 228, and uranium. Note, the GS-137 and gross beta radioactivity tested, removed test. Each portion of the C-137 added, 100% was removed. With that removed, we got 100% of radium. Boom, right? No, not bad. They ran 9 sets of tests, more. 0000000. Again, 100% removal. So you don't think I wasn't a happy guy. But so I thought I just made $1 billion, right? So I ran to China or Japan. So I went to Japan. You know what they told me? They wouldn't accept U.S. testing. What? You wouldn't accept? Would save half their people.
Yeah.
They would not accept it. So I went back to the States, and I went. I had some testing done. This goes back. FGL Laboratory. I went back July 2nd, 1996. Okay. Here's radon-222. 540 picocuries, you sound like you know a little about it. Picocuries, you know what that is. So we went through it, and here's what came out of the results. Non-detectable. Non-detectable.
That's impressive.
And Japanese Department of Health, all these tests. So you see all the percentages, whatever it was. You said trihalomethane, 99.8% reduction. Coliform, 98.9% reduction. Those are by the trihalomethanes, right? You're familiar with those, right? Okay, then bromoform, tetrachloroethylene, greater than 99.60. Trichloroethylene, greater than 99.20. Trichloroethylene, 99.760. Dissolvable lead, iron, et cetera, all over the 90s. Okay, so that was in their lab. Then other laboratories in Japan tested it, and all the tests showed 99.83 and 99.78 reduction on cesium-137-134. Then actually, after in a sense of that, also, we were in quite a few different countries. So this one happens to be in Vietnam. In Vietnam, let's see over here, it has a set of tests. You can name any contaminant you want to ask me. I'd be happy to give you the answer right here from what their tests were. But here it is, gross A radioactivity and gross B radioactivity results, non-detectable. So when people talk to me about radiation, yeah, I like to hear about that. And here's one done in the United States. We did it for, our filter did it for 200 gallons. So that those are just all radiation things. And I've got boodles more of those kind of things. But the kicker is I have a monograph. The monograph to you and I mean one thing. It means it's scientifically certified. It's not something to do with, you know, U.S. News and World Today or whatever news. Paper or our scientific magazine you read and things like that. Nah, this is all certified stuff. This is beyond your wildest imagination to see. And it's worth a trip out here just to come and see this. I wouldn't take $5 million for this collection. It's unbelievable. All certified. So we're good. Now, other one, here's from this. I want to tell you about this because we're on some topics that I think you want to know about. Now, if you have this is, as I told you, they have complications, but the state spent $6 million researching all these laboratories from San Francisco down here to San Diego, okay? And it talks about the very first one. It says the site, the problem, the contaminant, and the probable health effect, okay? Have you ever heard of Fresno, California?
Yes.
All these are just different cities throughout the state of California, right? The first one says site, Fresno, California. Contaminant of the surface water serving more than 10,000 people. Contaminant, asbestos. Probable health effect. I hate to read it out loud. Maybe you can read it. Let's see if you can. Can you read that right under my finger?
Possible cancer, death.
Wow.
Not bad, huh? No. Did we remove that? Yeah, 99.99%. Next one's copper. Gastrointestinal tract irritant, possible infant fidelity, and Wilson's disease. Pick any one of them. PCB, you told me about PCB a little, you said what PCBs are, right? Okay.
It's a degreaser used to clean electrical equipment or different other equipment, right?
Right. It's really from the same family as PFOAs. From the same family. Yeah, it is. So here's what it said. PCB. Here's a probable. See, it's not possible. It's probable health effect. Damage to skin and liver, nausea, loss of weight, jaundice, coma, death. Now, this is something that's put out to the population of this country, but do they use it? But go on down. Here's arsenic, malignant grooves, skin lumps, spasm, effects on nervous system, kidney damage, and cancer. Now, this is 16 pages of this. Now, every single one of those things you see that's yellow lined in there, that means we've tested it with laboratories, and we've tested in 51 different laboratories. We've done a lot of testing. And here's copper, lead, cadmium, chromium, you name it, just about everything. We've done just about everything there is to test. But I'm kind of proud of these because this is something that the state says probable health effect. You know, it says copper, gastrointestinal tract irritant, possible infant fatality, Wilson's disease, and possible death. And almost every single one of them, they cause cancer. Here's chromium, kidney disease and cancer. You know, arsenic, malignant tumors, skin, lumps, gramps, spasm, cosm, nervous system, cancer. So it goes on and on and on. But what blows my way is that I spoke Torrance, California. That's where the airport is in Los Angeles, right? Torrance, California is where it is. Okay. Here's Cadillac Plastic, Torrance, California. Says, yeah, this is the problem, the site, 30 feet soil contamination threatening three wells and surface water. More than 100,000 people served by this aquifer within a 3-mile radius. Benzene is the contaminant. It says benzene, leukemia, anemia associated with cancer induction, and proven fatal to man. So this is a little bit different than a Breda or one of the other things you're looking at. It's a whole lot different product, right? Because we can do it with anything. But anyway, there's 16 pages of this. Every single one of them tell you the problem, what it's led, damage to liver, damage to nervous system, kidney system, reproductive system, and cancer in rats. A malignant tumor, arsenic. All causes malignant tumor to skin, liver, cramps, problems, and nervous system, and also cancer. Benzene, proven fatal to man, leukemia, anemia associated with cancer induction. On and on and on and on. At the very last page, you say, who wrote all this stuff? Now, this is the state of California. I've got the document right there in my file. I didn't want my document sitting up there. I don't want somebody stealing it. But at the very last page, somebody's got to wonder, who wrote all this stuff? And this is a lot of stuff. So I look at the very back pages, 19 pages long of these things. You said PCBs, didn't you? Okay, here it goes. Probable health effects, damage to liver, skin, nausea, loss of weight, jaundice, coma, death. arsenic, selenium, another problem, lead. Then it said, the known health effects associated with these contaminants was compiled by the following sources. The Drinking Water and Health, the National Academy of Sciences, and Safe Drinking Water Act in the state of California. Next one. Contamination of groundwater by toxic organic chemical, U.S. Council on Environmental Quality, carcinogen hazards of organic chemicals in drinking water, directed by Dr. Robert Harris, T. Beige, and some other guy I never heard of. Anyway, so this is valuable stuff. But when you're talking to people about it, I go to this guy. This is a guy that went to Japan with me. You know, he went to the gym, and when he came to me because he had a problem. He had had cancer 3 times. And he was a spaceman. He said, "My name is Bob Jones. I work for NASA as a technology control officer, center export administrator, small business associate, and research program manager. I am a cancer survivor of 3 times over." And he tells you his story. Okay, he gets down here and he says, "I started to look for natural ways to combat my cancer. And during my research, I found the higher the pH in my body was to reduce the oxidation reduction potential and increase the oxygen level in it, the better my cancer became." And it said Albert Einstein, it goes on and on, tells his paper. Next page says this. I said, during my course of research, I met Mr. Carl Palmer. This is nice. A brilliant, utmost respected water filtration expert who I came to know in 2008, looking for ways to reduce contaminant in drinking water and hydrate the body with clean, high pH water and reduce in a negative ORP. After all, our bodies are made of water. The important factor during my research was the fact that the pH is raised. When the water pH is raised, the water cluster count is reduced. You understand that, okay? That it's reduced. So when that happens, it all in order to consume pH water with a high negative ORP and readily absorb clean water and pure water and clear water oxidation, the water need to be free of contaminants in order to properly hydrate the cell and to aid in a healthy state of the cellular level. I have reviewed laboratory test results of Carl Palmer's filters and found 99.9% of the contaminants were removed to provide healthy water for the human consumption. Going, talks about more stuff. But the kicker to that is that most people don't have never even heard of a cluster. You know, cluster is what water is. Cluster is a 14 to 15 cluster. When it goes through our system, it drops to a 4 or a 5. So that means whatever you're taking, whether it's a mineral or whatever it might be, or vitamins, whatever, it can now get through the cluster you're sending to cell bomber. So now it can do something for you. So stuff like that. Now, these articles right here, what we can also do, and I dare take it because we're pushing on fast, but we're going to end up, I'll show you what we do. This over here, can you still see me? I'll just pick any book. I didn't make any reference when I came. I'll just take, there it is. Oops, excuse me, everybody. These books, there's a bunch of them. Every one of these books in that file, they are covered with a specific contaminant. And what we do is we collect all the information that we can gather around the country to find out what the problem is and what the need is. And the need is the thing that we've just about talked about just here just a moment ago. When we said over here, the need is a health concern. The problem is a health concern. We talked about chromium-6. You saw the movie Erwin Brockovich, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have a picture of her in my pocket, her and I together. I know her. No, I'm not saying I'm proud of that. I don't like the way she swears, you know, and she swears all the time. So, but she made a lot of money on that movie. And she just finished a book called The Superman. Radiation, fluoride, chloride, benzene, et cetera. And it tells you all the specific health concerns. I accumulate those health concerns from these articles. And I've got 3 of these articles just on PFOAs, just like that. But here's what it says. Drinking water for more than 110 million Americans can be contaminated with PFOAs. And that's written by the Environmental Working Group. World's most dangerous chemicals are PFOs and PFOAs, a poisons without passports. It's written by the United Scientists at an emerging contaminant somewhere at Westminster, Colorado. Blood studies show that the presence of PFOA to be in the blood of 96% of the people in the United States. You said it, right? Chemicals born, 96% of the people, on and on. Next, exposure. What are you doing, Mommy? exposure to the PFOA, PFCs, PFOACs, linked to kidney cancer, development issues, weak immune system, hormone suppression, testicle cancer, liver cancer, prostate cancer, decreased fertility, high blood pressure, obesity, da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, those are all accumulated from all these documents that we have. Tons and tons of documents. And so I was just going to collect a few for you. I just grabbed a couple. Here's just one. At Fresno, California, PFOA's contamination problem. But it talks about something that kind of blew me away. It says that I've never heard of PFHXS. I never heard of that before. That's a new one to me. And I said, so it says, but here's the reason I was concerned. it was concerned because it's a parenteral exposure to PFOAs is associated with occurrences of infectious disease such as Otitis media, media, pneumonia, RS virus, varicella, and other varying pH diseases. They're all believed to be dangerous, persistent, and by accumulating. Additionally, the water substantially of the PFPS is found to have a whopping 4,500 parts per trillion is higher even than PFAs. It's amazing, huh? Which makes it more mobile and more problematic in contaminated surface water. Now, so I saw that. I said, God, I can't imagine that. How are we doing that? So what we do, after we do collect all these articles, which are tons and tons. I've got four of these manuals. We test all these articles. Then we go have it tested. We go to a laboratory and we say, you know, does it work? I mean, is our filter literally removed down to parts per trillion and it's gone? So here you go. First page has the 14. I thought there were only three. There are 14. There really are 27, but there are 14 that are common dealing with. PFBs, PFHs, PFXSs, PFOs, PFAH, PFHA, etc., all the way down, PFAs, PFSs. Now, the results, indetect, non-detect, and a letter U behind it. Non-detect and then letter U.
What are the PFOAs besides? I know PFOA, just the general term, is used in non-stick cookware and waterproof coatings. What are the other ones? What do those come from?
Practically everything on Earth. Your carpet, your towels, your clothing, your food, your water, you name it, and it's got it. That's the problem. 96%. I mean, that's pretty big. And I've got that document right in here. It said 96% of the population in this country, our blood has PFOAs in it. Causes cancer, causes all kinds of things. And this document, all these documents tell you that. God, you know, but here, when it says non-detect and then it has a big letter U behind it, that means undetectable. Down here's the number. One, down to 9.96 to 0.122 parts per trillion. Well, that's amazing. I mean, that's over the rainbow. Here it says, attached are the results from water we did in the testing in Alabama at the hospital regarding PFCs, PFOAs, and PFA, all showing 100% removal with our standard filters. So, that I'm more happy about that one, but there's more and more tests. We've got now 9 sets of tests now on PFAs. 9 different sets of tests in laboratories have tested for our PFA. So we're darn proud of it, because that's what we're trying to do is to give something that we have called Air Force Base. I called them. I talked to them. I said, we can help you. We can really help you. Because they're going here. They said, Colorado officials say it's highly likely a trace amount of toxic chemical found in 3 drinking water systems in Colorado came from firefighting foam used to treat by the Air Force. Foam contained perfluorinated compound, or PFC, which have been linked to prostate cancer, kidney cancer, ovarian cancer, intestinal cancer, and other illnesses. Well, damn. Doesn't that make you kind of one down to have one? I'm not drinking water out of anything, but this is all the drinking water. It cost them $5 million to try to correct this, and they still can't correct it. And this, I gave this to them 3 years ago. They don't do a damn thing.
Do you see a trend among military bases or military industrial sites of water contamination?
Sure, extremely. Yeah, it's in almost all. It's in 34 different military sites. It's in Mexico. There's slow Chernobyl, while government stands idle. Says so there's so much stuff. It's unbelievable. But here's all this blue sheet that you see me rattling around here. Every single one of those lines is a different research that we've researched. And each one, I just use a top letter. Consuming chemical PFA will one day be understood as somewhat like smoking cigarettes, it says. Drinking water of more than 110 million people are contaminated by PFOA. That's pretty great. And then it says PFOA contaminated tap water, groundwater found in 36 military bases in 23 states by the Pentagon put that out. But on and on and on. So that's what we do. There's 12 of these books over there, but we have numerous more. That we do, that we try to educate people with, that will help. They'll help in this concept, because this is right here that I was starting to read you. But here's what it says. Didn't I think that scared you? And this is, it says the health impact of PFOA and PFOAs have been in the public's eye, but these other types of PFOAs are likely to be just as lethal. Ironically, most European airports have switched to equally capable fluorine-free foam, or 3Fs, and are in process of doing so. It said parenteral exposure of PFH cross or XS is associated with the occurrence of infectious disease such as Otitis Marina, pneumonia, RS virus. You know what that one is? Rotavirus, right? Okay. We all know what that is. They're all believed to be dangerous, persistent, and biochemical initially. PFOA beams are found in 4,500 higher, four times higher than normal PFAs. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. And so they're thankful for this thing. And they said that they've found the different direct effects on it. Here's showing high levels of chromium hexavalent, 2.5 parts per billion. That's a fraction of what the problem we've got with PFAs. So that's the Aaron Brockovich thing. But here's, no, go ahead.
Got a couple of minutes left here. I just wanted to make sure that since you have the solution and you have the backup paperwork to know that it does work, that it's been tested, can you show our audience what the Seychelles water pitcher we have? It has the radiation filter in it. I know,
yeah,
you see. Yeah, could you show us what that looks like?
Yeah. No, I'm gonna hide it.
This is for the YouTube audience. The podcasters aren't going to be able to see it, but they can check.
No, I'm kidding. Let me show it to you real quick. Okay. I just want to have you one thing. This is Orange County. Forever chemicals in Orange County drinking water widespread, closing down 200 wells here locally that service 2.5 million people just here in Orange County. That's Disneyland, et cetera. You know, PFOA toxins are known throughout Southern California. This is the one I just read you just a little bit ago. The family of Farinated Camel, happening everywhere with them. Here's a great one. 43 of the 47 bottled water consumers reports tested had detectable levels of PFOA. These contaminants have been linked to cancer, birth defects, and other serious health problems in people with prolonged exposure. Now, believe it or not, they gave us 9 different bottled water companies. Okay? So there's just one after another. Chilling data, 209 million glasses of unsafe water a day. I mean, I'd care. I mean, I'd say, well, how much does this pitcher going to cost me? Not very much. Cancer causing with pre-FOA. I mean, on and on and on. So, yes, I'd be happy to show you. Let me show you real quickly our line of products. We make two different pumps because these are for disaster preparedness. Do they move PFA? Yes, they do remove PFA. No problem. All of our filters do. Okay, but these are ones. This one here comes in this little case right here, and you can put it on your belt or something like that. You're hiking, biking, hunting, fishing, or whatever you might be doing. But drinking everyday water. This makes 200 gallons of water. All you do, it comes with those tubes on it. Just put the tube in the water and pump it like this, and you got good, you got purified water. Okay, we do one of those for that. We sold lots and lots of those. A lot of these, a little bit different product, same product, only the filters in the bottom of it. And so we do this because people are in small homes, and throughout the world you have a lot of, you know, unfortunately, people that can't afford a lot of other things like this. So this sells that. I'm sure you've seen our model. This particular model says pH2O. This is our pH model. This raises the pH up to 9.5. Okay, so down anything you want to read, less than that for it. Our pictures. These are our pictures. This is our picture. This happens to be the rad picture. And the reason this is a rad picture, you'll notice that it has this housing on the bottom, the filter housing. You notice this thing you see inside? Can you see? Okay. Well, that just unscrews, you know. You have to screw it back on, that's all. And it's good. This is good for 200 gallons. That's not too bad. While it's doing that, it's removing lead, cadmium, chromium, copper, mercury, selenium, zinc. Every single organic that's ever been tested for, it removes. That's all organic. I don't care if it's benzene or DDT or you name it. It removes them. So do I get a little brash about it, a little aggressive with it? Damn right I do. You know, because I don't find people that get off their fat butt and get out there and buy something that will help their kids and their life and their family, etc. That really bothers me a lot. You know, a whole lot. So because if I care more about you, your family, your friends, your potential customers, etc., than you do, if I care more, I'm wasting your time. I'm sure as hell wasting my time. I don't want to waste my time. So we don't do it that way. But this is the product that this is called the pH2O water, and it makes great pH water. It tastes good. Tastes 10 times better than anything on the market. There's nothing on the market that tastes as well as this does. But it certainly does all the things. It will positively increase the pH. You know, it will positively remove radiation. It will all remove organics and inorganics. Okay. Now, so that's really what we're after most aggressively. So, and it does it. Does it magnificently. How many we put out? We put out over 10 million. So we're not something that somebody's trying out on us. That's a joke. You know, when you put out 10 million of something, that's quite a bit. I think we've been in business 20 years. We've been a public company for 18 years. So I don't care to be tested, but I will be happy to go to test. These articles are testing that we've done from all over the country. And then these are just U.S. tests here, right here. So tons and tons and tons of them. There's all the organics and the inorganics and what have you. Great to have all this stuff because, you know, this is what you have to. Here's Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, Drinking Water Laboratory. They put in copper and lead, 2.26 and 0.46. Results, copper lead, non-detectable. So that's what you're looking for, right? You want something that removes whatever it is you're trying to get rid of.
Looks like you have a really good line of products. Without going into too much more here, would you like to just tell the audience where they can find your products?
How people can find us? Oh, of course, that's easy. For Seychelles Environmental Technology. That's real simple. And you can call and buy it. You know, if you say you guys are interested in getting involved in water business, you know, you seem like you're interested. You realize it's a lot more, there's a lot more to it than a lot of people think. It's not just, not like a Breda unit or one of the other units that are out there. Most of those things, you know, the ones that are out there, maybe remove an inorganic or maybe remove something on that order, but they don't remove all this, you know, and they don't do it for any 200 gallons either. You know, Brenner does a 40 gallons, and they only been tested by the University of Arizona. I've got their test. Only been tested for 20 gallons. Who cares? And that's not doing anything at all. You know, and our replacement filters are cheap or inexpensive. These, by the way, are all international tests. There starts right here in one. Boom. There's Australia. Cryptosporidium Guardia, 100%. We aren't allowed to make a pathogenic representation. By the EPA, they don't let you do it, so we can only say it's good for outdoor use. It's good for water, rivers, lakes, streams, whatever you want to use it for. Use it, no problem. But you can't mention bacteria, virus, cyst, or crypto, or any of that kind of stuff. And they find the hell out of you, so you got to be real careful about that. That's important. But anyway, we've got all these wonderful things. There's Brazil, Argentina. This shows here the documented results of the health department in Brazil. It states that no vibracolor was found in a filter in a non-chlorinated kit water bottle. China, just about you name it, we've got them all. There's all non-detect. Look at that. Non-detect, all 284 different organics. There's Hong Kong, Japan, China again, Korea. We've got lots of tests in Korea, Sri Lanka, Africa, Mexico, Nepal. They tested 12 different organics. I'm surprised at that. But I don't know why. They just sent that product. We didn't ask for that. We got lots of things in Pakistan, a lot of tests in Pakistan, South America, United Kingdom, they've tested for 100, 200, 300 gallons, tested for liters of up to that volume, live bacteria only. Okay? Now, I can't make that representation, so I can't make it. I can just say it did it with bacteria, virus, or water, rivers, streams, lakes, and outdoor use. That's all I can say. I hate that, but it is. But anyway, they do all the elements of it, and it removes up to the six log, 99.9999. That's what it does. But look at the test. You know, here's all the things you're talking about. Here's all the 96.9. Now, this is, by the way, the UK Environmental Laboratories. It's a big, big lab. And they've tested they've done, unbelievable volume. So this is good. And they requested they do this test for us. We've done tests by the UK Supreme Commandos, where they actually test their own urine in the clime there it is right here. Here's Mount Everest climb, UK Supreme Commando. It goes down here, it tells you all about the test of what climbing Mount Everest. How they did it, how they used the water sensor. The bottle was tested twice using the tester's urine. It tasted okay, and presumably an excellent application in emergencies. So, and that's been tested numerous times. There's a Louis Pasteur Institute testing in Vietnam. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sets of tests everywhere. So you can get it any way you want to get it. If you want to call back sometime, and maybe we have a little more time to talk about business, we'll be happy to talk to you about it if that's what your interests are. I don't know how you want to market, what would be your marketing capacity or how you would be marketing, but I think you seem like a great couple and that you care. You know, if you care, it's good. And then you got my money, you got my eye, my attention.
We'll talk within the next couple of days about a couple of things. But again, audience, this is Carl Palmer with Seychelles, S-E-Y-C-H-E-L-L-E. Go to Seychelles.com to buy the filters, filter out radiation, and all contaminants that exist. So, Carl, thank you again. Thank you for being on the show today. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for caring and making these products so we could have a healthier lifestyle.
More than happy to help you. I hope it helps you guys, right? You know, remember, I'm 86. You guys want to get to be this old.
All right. Well, we'll talk soon. God bless. Thank you, Carl.
Take care. Bye.